These are the sounds of some scratchy black and white film footage of a woman who was a pioneer in what was considered to be a man's job. For more than half a century, Mabel Stark was a tiger trainer. This remarkable woman, who was mauled multiple times during her career but loved her big cats, is the focus of a new documentary being released online and on DVD this month called Mabel Mabel, Tiger Trainer. It's directed by Montecito filmmaker Leslie Zemeckis.
Mabel Stark was the world's first female tiger trainer. She was told, women can't do this. No women can do this. You can't do this. And she said, oh, really? I'm going to prove you wrong.
Zemeckis says Stark's early life was difficult. She was born in 1889 and was one of seven children who became orphaned when their parents died.
Tobacco farmers, born in Tennessee, raised in Kentucky. She came from great poverty and abuse and escaped that, trying to find her way in life. She eventually worked her way into a cooch show dancing in the carnival. From there, she came to Venice, California, and the Algae Barns, a circus, had their winter quarters, and she happened upon this tiger. She looked at this tiger, and she absolutely just fell in love and said, I want to work with tigers.
But in the early 1910s, it was unheard of for women to become tiger trainers.
They said, no, we're not going to put you in with tigers. We're going to let you work with goats. We're going to let you work with horses. There was a very well-known animal trainer named Louis Roth, and he helped her. And she ended up marrying him, and he trained her in what was called the kindness method, which was just very patiently, quietly talking the animal through all the cues.
Zemeckis says Stark was mauled numerous times, but that didn't stop her.
There was not an inch of her body that was not scarred from her cats, who she never blamed.
The filmmaker says Stark became famous for her work with the big cats.
She wasn't the first female to ever work cats, but she was the first one to ever get up a big tiger act. And she was really huge in the circus, an icon. And she doubled for everybody in the movies during the 30s and 40s. She doubled for Mae West and was in many circus movies or movies that used big cats.
Her work with the cats brought her to what was known as Junkoland, an almost forgotten theme park in Ventura County, which was a big deal in Southern California before Disneyland opened.
Before Disneyland, before Knott's Berry Farm, it had started as where movies came to rent their animals, and they had a big back lot there. They shot Tarzan there, and they shot Dr. Dolittle. So they had all these wild animals, and then they got up acts. They had Mabel, they had tiger trainers, and they had monkeys, a little zoo, a petting zoo. They had a little train you could go around. So it was just kind of a really fun amusement park, over 170 acres, and it really put Thousand Oaks on the map.
In 1968, Jungleland's new owner fired Stark, and the 78-year-old woman tragically died a few months later, but ironically, not as a result of a big cat. This month marks the 50th anniversary of her death in Thousand Oaks. The Montecito filmmaker talks about why she wanted to do the documentary about the now almost forgotten tiger trainer.
My first documentary is Behind the Burlicue, which is a history of burlesque. My second one was Bound by Flesh, teasing Violet Hilton, very famous Siamese twins, women who, for whatever reason, either their job or their physicality, the way they were born, were marginalized and stigmatized without looking behind what that is. We say burlesque stripper, we say freak, we say tiger trainer, and we don't look behind to see what these people are, and it interests me. So I really make my films from the subject's point of view.
Here's a clip from the documentary.
You teach a tiger to wrestle. Now, why is this such a difficult feat, Mabel?
The tiger is a natural killer, and you cannot take it out of it. They once get a hold of you or a piece of cloth or anything with their claws, they start tearing with all 4 feet.
And seeing you on the ground makes them feel as if they were masters.
Yeah.
Mabel Mabel, Tiger Trainer, is available starting this week on Amazon and iTunes. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.